Penguin Random House Audio presents Be Ready When the Luck Happens, a memoir. This is the author, Ina Garten. Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a supplementary PDF with recipes and images. Do what you love. If you love it, you'll be really good at it. Jeffrey Garten. Prologue. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not climbing that hill. My words on a chilly fall day in 1965, a memory that's so vivid to me even today. There's no recipe for writing a memoir, but the best part of being the author of your own story is that you can look back on your life and find the moments that really made a difference. One of my big moments happened at Balch Hill in Hanover, New Hampshire, of all places. I was visiting my boyfriend, Jeffrey Garten, a brilliant and very cute sophomore at Dartmouth. I was a high school senior, and while we'd been dating for several months, we were still figuring out our relationship. Something was a little off that day, because I'd arrived on campus dressed in party clothes, ready for a social weekend, but he was in the mood for an outdoor trek at a nature preserve. He gave me a pair of his blue jeans to wear, which seemed way too intimate to my 17-year-old self. And we drove to what seemed like the steepest hill I'd ever seen. Hill. Ha. It looked more like a mountain to me. After we'd been hiking for a while, I realized that I'd had enough, and I said so. Something you need to know about me. There wasn't much room for disagreement in my childhood. My parents had more of a my way or the highway approach to child rearing, and any attempts at noncompliance were met with pretty serious anger. Even questioning what they expected me to wear or when to do my homework was totally unacceptable. Yet here I was, saying no to Jeffrey when I really wanted him to like me. While I stood there stubbornly, he said, "Just keep moving." He even tried to get behind me and push me up the hill, which made me laugh, but I didn't move one inch. Then it occurred to me there was something in between doing it and not doing it. What if I kept moving, but I did it my way? Instead of huffing and puffing straight up the trail, I walked back and forth, across the path, barely making it any higher up the hill. I was afraid to look at him. He's going to be really mad, I thought. It's over. That's what I expected, given my experiences at home. But when I finally got up the nerve to look back, I saw that Jeffrey was doubled over, laughing. He thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen. In fact, he thought I was really clever. In that moment, I learned two things. Lesson one, there would be many Balch Hills in my future. There always are. Challenges, disappointments, heartbreaks, problems that hit like a ton of bricks, days when I didn't want to get out of bed. The solution is rarely obvious, and it's never a straight line up and over the hill. Lesson two. For all those Balch Hill moments, I wanted Jeffrey by my side, laughing, understanding, and encouraging me to find my own way. I felt safe, accepted, and appreciated. Better still, he had a great sense of humor, and he was just so adorable. 3 years later, I married him. I can't wait to tell you my story. XXX Ina. Over the Wall. There has to be something more fun than this, I said to myself, probably for the millionth time, as I sat at my desk drafting nuclear energy policy at the White House. I should have been thinking about enriched uranium, but more often than not, I was looking for distractions. I was most likely planning a weekend dinner party and wondering which ingredient would make the flavor of my chocolate cake pop. It's coffee, by the way. My ongoing frustration was that nothing ever happened in government, and even if it did, it took a really long time. Working in the Office of Management and Budget was exciting in the beginning because the issue papers I worked on went directly to the president, first Ford, then Carter. But after 4 years of shuffling what seemed like very important papers and pulling numerous all-nighters, I realized that despite my working on multi-billion dollar federal budgets, nothing ever seemed to get done. And when it did get done, somehow, the next year, it got undone.